G'day everyone, and welcome to the show. And back today we've got Brad Thornton. How you going, Brad?
I'm doing very well, Peter. It's a pleasure to be back, and look, it's just good to catch up with you again, my friend.
It's always awesome catching up. We've been chatting the last few days. I might look a bit red in the face and glassy eyed. I just had something caught my throat before we started the show, but we got the catch up in Maitland, and I got to meet your beautiful wife as well, and it was just awesome catching up in person. Just so the viewers know, in that there's going to be a little bit of audio glitch every now and then. It's not too bad. I'm in my caravan in the middle of nowhere, but it's all good, so it's all happening. Now we got to catch up in Maitland. It was just great to, get to spend some time one-on-one. And it confirms a lot of things, like meeting over Skype and talking all this time. There's always something going on. It was funny, we talked recently and you knew a lot about this property without ever being here or knowing much, which just goes to show with the remote viewing capabilities you have, and others have told me you have too, which is like Mary and others. It's pretty wonderful to see that in action, but it was some trippy stuff there we might go into later on in the show. Now I've got you back on because there's some trippy stuff that's been going on, like speaking over the last couple of days. But one thing I'd like to go in to start off with is this algorithm code you spoke about. Now, when we originally had you on the show, and just for the viewers and listeners, we've had Brad on, I think, three times before. The original, I think the first time, and I think you've hit on it through a couple of shows, is that the Black Ops, whoever's behind what's going on with the super soldier stuff and so on, which you're part of, and things point to similar stuff to me, but you talked about a helicopter where they had a scanning system on it where they could scan the populace for basically the soul signature or where people have come from down the planes, and then they use them because they got the capabilities that they would want. Sort of incorporate them into their program, unknowns to them, but then again, you do get the glitch, so you have memory like you and I in times when you are taken by them. What I found interesting talking to you the other day about, and you brought up, is how that technology's now changed, and they're using a satellite to do this. Now, would you like to go into that? We'll start there. We've got a list of things to go through here, plus we've got some stuff I want to bring up. But would you mind going into that and how this works and how you found out about this?
Okay, sure. Look, the system has evolved, or the technology has evolved, and it's probably been around for a while now, where they're using satellites using an algorithmic code to, I guess, once a person reaches a specific frequency, for example, in my labs, it's between the age of 7 and 8, in the DNA, it then automatically, I guess, identifies the person and notifies the relevant departments. Now, with the intent of releasing this information, it's about disempowering. So, when people become, I guess, spiritually aware, or whatever you want to call it, once you get to a certain level, you do encounter challenge. Well, most people encounter challenges, but it's important, regardless of what happens, that humans are so powerful beings, that we can overcome, pretty much anything. So that's with the current technology that they've got, and what was the other question?
How did this information come through to you?
Oh, look, I'd rather not say.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine. That's fine. I just knew that that would be something some of the people would ask. I've got an idea how a lot of this works anyway, but I just thought I'd go down that route. So obviously they're using this now. How long do you think they've gone from the helicopter system that you spoke of, which was a device captured, like connected to the helicopter to scan areas and find, people with a high frequency? How long do you think it's gone from it's been from that to this new satellite technology?
Look, I was only thinking about it today, and look, what I feel it's probably been. But I can't give a definite answer on that.
Could you say that again, but it was just a bit of a glitch in the system here.
No, it's a glitch in the matrix, my friend.
Yeah.
Look, I feel mid to late 80s, but yeah. That's just what I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's all right. We never know. I think even if you are in the know, there's still a little bit of a loophole that, you know, we're not getting the exact information. Like, I've proved to a few people apparently in the know. Like the grey stealth helicopter I've told you about. Damien Knotts filmed that, and then we sort of found out that when I filmed it a little bit beforehand, the helicopter shouldn't have been available to the Australian government, which apparently the UK Navy gave to Australia. And this thing just looks like a grey bloody stealth. It had no doors. I don't know how the people bloody got in the thing. You know, but this was witnessed, and I've got photo of it and that type of thing. And so, you know, and that showed somebody in the know that it was a little bit dates wrong on their end, and they're meant to be in the know. So, well, that's always going on. Now, we spoke the other day, and you were talking about this implant device, which was like a watch battery. Would you like to go into that for the viewers and listeners?
Sure. Look, we'll... Ago, a person approached me and asked me to have a look at their neck because they were having problems with it, and they felt that there was something there. And what I saw with, I guess, you know, my third eye, whatever you want to call it, was something that looked like a small watch battery, but it was not, you know, it wasn't a flat surface. It was kind of like beveled down at the edges, so it was like a fine point around the edge of the you look at a disc shaped craft, but that type of design, but it was small. Yeah. And there was two fine wires that were sort of coming off in that direction, and they appeared to be attached to points on the spine or on the nervous, I guess, the whatever it is, the nervous system that runs up the spine there. Now, what was interesting was there was someone else with me, and I wanted to, I guess, not confirm, but test the other person to see what they saw. And so I asked them to have a look, and they described it as a watch battery. yeah.
I love that stuff when that happens.
So, yeah, because I just wanted to check, and this other person was learning as well, so I wanted to test this person to see what they saw, and it was confirmation for them because I didn't say what I saw until after this person, yeah.
All right. And now we've just had a little bit of a – there we go, got your back again. It was just a split second. What do you think the purpose is of that specific implant?
That's a really good question.
And who do you think put that there? Do you think it was us or something else?
Look, I feel that one was us. You can kind of tell the difference between something that belongs to, I guess, military to something that belongs to ET. You know, it's different technology. And different purposes.
Yeah. So what do you think that specific one had to do with? Do you think it was more control or monitoring?
Yeah, that's what I felt. It wasn't just one purpose. It had a couple. Number one was control. There was a control mechanism to limit like the vibrational frequency growth within the person.
Yeah.
And the monitoring, so it could store information, transmit, and...
Oh, that's trippy.
Yeah, it's like I guess there's another part to it that can read the information that comes from it, yeah.
Well, it's just trippy how we were talking the other day about how I've got one now in here. and it's made from my body, and then all of a sudden you sort of remote viewed it and all this.
So you're breaking.
All this, we just got a glitch then, and it's coming back good. There we go. But it was just funny. It was similar to the information I got on what it's doing. It's not uncomfortable. Like, it just sort of just felt bloody weird the first couple of days, and then like I'm used to it now. It's something's there, but that's where I could tell that's from something else of a higher frequency because they're able to manipulate my own body to produce something like that. So it's not something where you could monitor or do a scan or something like that, which, you know, it's being more and more reported. I found out in the last couple of days that there is stuff like that, you know, and I was just thinking, you know, like a lot of the times if you're not aware, you think you're nuts.
Yeah.
So, but it was just funny how you had your two bob to say about it, and it was pretty much similar to the info I was getting coming through. One thing I wouldn't mind going into quickly is you and me got sent this document. I forget exactly what it's called, but while we're on it, it was talking about nanotechnology and how even if you do get scans and stuff like that. I haven't read the document properly myself as I'm just off the rails in terms of activity and everything else going on. But when we were talking before the show, I found it interesting how, if I'm correct, you said something about how scans, how these implants and devices are basically immune to being scanned. So you could, you know, would you like to go into that quickly?
Not so much immune to being scanned, but I guess there are departments within the medical industry that do their best to make sure that they're not seen in the scan. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like the original scan to the scan that the person gets, you know, can be filtered. yeah, and that's sort of in that document. It sort of goes into a bit more depth with regards to that.
I've got it here. I'll just see if I can find out what the Kane V Department of Defense ETL is the name of the document. I'll just open it quickly.
I probably wouldn't say too much info about it, but you can discuss the content, but maybe not too many names.
Yeah, I'll just say it's United States District Court, and it's from California, and I'll just say that much at the moment. But, yeah, I've got lots of stuff like this, but we'll just leave it at that at the moment. Brad's seen it, I've seen it, a lot of our crew know about it. I'll just sort of leave it at that, and people can make up their own theories about anything else from there.
Okay. I guess the important thing is the technology does exist. Mm. What we've spoken about does exist, and I guess it's confirmed in that information.
Yeah. Like you and Mary say, yeah, it's about the information, so we're just putting it out there. We can say the real documents or what we think, but we'll let everyone else decide.
Yeah, look, it's up to the individual to make up their own mind. And
half of the shit we've got to say is too out there anyway.
Yeah. You know, I guess when you wake up and you wake up with marks on your hand that haven't gone away and that are similar to the one I got when I went in to have that day surgery, you know that there's a connection there. And, like, from my own feeling, it's the other two marks are to do with nanotechnology. That's just the feeling I've got anyway. When I saw because I woke up one morning with these two, you know, red dots on my hand or on my wrist.
Would you mind going into nanotechnology quickly? Like, in terms, it's basically biological and smart microscopic intelligence, like technology, if I'm, like, is that sort of a way you could put it?
Yeah, from what I understand, it's it's nano, so it's very, very small. It's essentially programs that can do a program to do specific things, and that have been, the nanotechnology is used throughout many fields, not just, to do with the secret stuff. But you've got to ask, well, why are they implanting people with nanotechnology? What's the purpose? What's the intent? Is it the fact that it's been kept secret? Is it for our advantage, or is it for someone else's?
Well, this is where it goes into, like, it is knowledge. There is stuff in the public domain to say this nanotechnology does exist, and it's being worked on at universities and government institutes and whatnot. And then you think about it. Usually, this type of shit is old hat from the bloody government that they're using, like infrared. They had that years ago. Here we are now, and I'm using bloody infrared monoculars and cameras and that. And that what I've got, people are like, oh wow, and I reckon it's pretty shit to tell you the truth, like in terms of if I had money I could have better stuff, but you think about what they're probably up to generation 20 in terms of how you got Gen 3 and Gen 2, they're probably up to generation bloody whatever in terms of the infrared capability they got. So we think about what we've got in the public domain, and it's usually, just like the computers, they had supercomputers going back a while and until we got it later on. And then you think about some of the beings the government are working with and know of, and those that not, but still, this is where it's all connected, and it brings in the super soldier phenomena, or not really a phenomena. It's, I think the whole thing's not even a phenomena, whether it's UFOs or ghosts or whatever. It's actually normal. It just seems paranormal or whatnot to us because we don't see it. We don't see it on the news,
Exactly, but I guess it's like trying to explain what love is, because you can't really see it, or explain, like, if you were to go along the lines of, well, ghosts aren't real because you can't see them, but there's radio waves, you can't see them, but you can only hear them if you've got the right receiver.
And there's different
So,
types of it too. Like love, we could talk about that, and it's like, oh, I love everyone and everything and unbounded consciousness and yada yada yada. And then you've got real love between two people and that type of thing. There's, and then you've got love for kids and all these different intensities if you're a parent. So, no, you're exactly right. Unless, and that's what we say, unless we don't expect people to believe what we've got to say, but make up their own mind. But we can only say what we've experienced. So I think that's important, and that's what I like about you is you just put it out there and it's up to people to make up their own mind.
Exactly. Look, and the information that I talk about are based on my own experiences. I'm not talking about someone else's experiences. It's about my experiences, and so I know that, I don't even know how to explain it, but I have a reference point, I guess.
And that's what I prefer with me. Like, there's a documentary coming out, Don't Mention the Reptilians, which is funny because I was telling you about how I was talking to the producer of that movie, and the computers and everything went haywire. But what I said to a lot of stuff when I was asked, and it's going to be, I think, a fantastic doco because I'm questioning him where the information has taken him, shows that. He's letting the information lead him where this is going rather than having a preconceived notion. But I try to myself do what you have said, where you can only go from experience. There will be questions I'm asked all the time, and it's like, well, I can't. If I answer that, I'll say, this is what I think. But if I say anything else to where you're leading with it, it's just going to be theorizing unless I've experienced it. And that's what I like about you. You go from personal experience. You're open-minded about whatever may come through, but you come from the heart and you come from experience, which I think is, there's no other way to
Sure.
go. There are a lot in the field that will just talk shit, and they're just saying what they've heard some dude say 30 years ago on some rant, and there's no basis for it, except for belief system, where we know what we know, we don't believe it, we know it. Just a quick question too. I haven't watched TV for about bloody 10 weeks, but I did see something about this, the plane, the Malaysian first plane go down. And it was just funny when the other day I found out there was the next Malaysian plane. And the first thing I thought, which is like remote viewing, and we've talked about the first thing that comes to mind, and when I bring in people's guides, that's similar how it works. First thing I thought is, that's the same bloody plane. Have you had any... And we're not talking about bloody news channels or anything, but have you had anything with your thoughts on that with what's going on?
Look, I haven't really focused on it too much, but I do find it interesting because there's no such thing as coincidences.
Yeah.
And look, all I'll say is there's many things that happen behind the scenes that people just are not aware of. There are people that are aware of it, but... you know, there's agendas and so I guess the best advice that I can give is, you know, what you see on the news is only a small part of what really happened.
Distraction too.
Yeah, that's really all I can say.
Yeah.
We've
talked lately about an energy grid with an experience you've had as of lately. Would you mind going into that?
Sure. Look, before we go into that, I'd like a little bit more about not mentioning the reptilians. Because, you know, it's interesting. Yeah. Up until a couple of years ago or 3 years ago, that I was under the impression that, you know, they're all bad and they're all out to get us. But that's not the case. And recently... You know, I had some communication with reptilian and another being. But what was interesting was that they were talking about how once a person reaches a specific frequency, that they actually go and help them. They're automatically attracted to that person, and they go and help them with their growth, with their spiritual growth, or whatever you want to call it.
With the reptilians you're pertaining to, that you're referencing now, were they Earth reptilians?
Look, no, because
I know there's different types, but
The one I was talking to was looked kind of like a T-Rex, you know, like a smaller version of T-Rex.
All right.
Yeah.
So he was helping them with, like, when people hit a certain stage, they sort of like, they're like a light beacon for these things to go to, and they help them with their spiritual growth. Would you like to go on from there?
Yeah, sure. So they talked about how they, at times, they actually put something in a person's path that may look like it's something negative, but it's actually there to challenge the person and help them grow further. So it's about sort of breaking down the belief systems, and, you know, because there's been so much programming with belief systems.
I've had that shit happen to me, and you know what I found out about me when I thought of it as negative? That's me being a judgmental bastard.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was my lesson.
Yeah.
And you're spot on with that, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it's important to not judge, to move out of judgment, because, you know, there are beings out there, if you sort of went on what they look like, you would think that they were bad, and that's really not the case. You know, there's some beautiful beings out there that don't look human. They look something totally different. Not just talking about the reptilians, I'm talking about there's many other races as well. But the most important thing I could give or advice is, with any contact or interaction, always ask them, what's the intent? What's the purpose of the contact? And it's important to establish that straight up, because if they're not there for your highest good, you know, you can ask them to move on, and we all have the power to do that. I guess that's one of the biggest misbeliefs that's been sort of put out there, is that they're more powerful than what we are, and that's not true.
It, But it's very important you bring that up, and that's what I was saying in my part in this documentary that's coming out. It's got David Icke and Ellis Taylor and Mary Rodwell and Bill Ryan and a few others, but that I actually feel sorry for the reptilians. And it's not because of, you know, their place and where they're coming from. They're used as a vehicle to come and do what they've done here by what I call the Archon Network. And it's been revealed to me where I had a lot of stuff going on last year, and I'll get attacked every now and then. And there's different types of Archons, and it is a network. It's a blanket term I'll use. I think it's a lot more complicated than just saying, you know, Archon Network. And a lot of people will blame the Archon Network for every little thing, and they're trying to not, you know, take any self-responsibility, which I think is important for us to take responsibility for what we do in our actions. And yes, there'll be roadblocks and stuff put in our way, but this is why I feel sorry for the reptilians, is that it's not actually them. What better way to hide yourself than to use something else as the mask of what you're doing? So they basically possess or overshadow a reptilian, which will overshadow a human or directly do what they do in this realm here. If we look at it on the other side with the Starseed thing, why everything is going on with the holding back partly has to do with the Archons, but because where we're from can't directly interfere, we've had to reincarnate down and do the same thing but play a part in humanity to do what's, you know, our little part as a collective for, I guess, the evolution of the universe as a whole. But all this has already happened, which is... These Archons are us and we're them when it gets down to it. And with this shift now, we're actually dragging them out of their vibration, and they're getting a bit shitty because they're going to have to change. But what holds us back, like in my new book, Breaking Free, which I do go into the Archons and that, is what holds us back is from changing is the unknown. And that's what's scaring the Archons now, is the unknown. But it's for their evolution too. So I don't think the reptilians are bad. They've done some screwed up things, but it's like, you know, talking to Joels, who I live with, you know, it's, a lot of these days, I don't agree with murders and child molesters and all that. I was abused as a kid, and I look at it as we should be looking at how and why these things are done, rather than just being judgmental straight up, and you can't do this or you can't do that. That's right, but why? So it's interesting you bring that up, and apparently others in this documentary have brought up similar things with what I'm saying about the Archons, and you did as soon as we met too.
Yeah. That's important to where we're going. We've really got to move out of the judgment and just move into a place of the heart of love, because really we're all one. I'm talking about all beings, regardless of what their path is, because, you know, there's beings that are different from us that have different paths, and there are beings that are the same, have the same path. But once you get up to a certain level, you know that we're all one anyway. Mm.
And that's when we've got more baggage. Because we're aware of more, so we've got more responsibility. And that's what I said to people. Like, people go, oh, you're this and that, and you take that glare out of their eye pretty quick when they meet you in person. But it's like, hey, everyone's got baggage, and it's us, you know, working on ourselves to do what we've got to do. And the human experience, I think, is a self-mastery experience too. Because we are unbounded, and we're a lot more than what we think, as you truly know.
Yeah, I guess you know, we all have free will. And look, I came from a place where I believed that we didn't have free will. But, and that, are we back?
Yeah, you're back. You just froze for a second.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right, we're good.
Yep.
And that we are responsible, or each person is responsible for the choices that they make. Regardless of how, you know, the planet is and what's happening, it's important not to be caught up in that, because that can just keep you trapped.
Well, this may sound judgmental, and it may be, but there are people that do piss me off, and I can't say, you know, they're right or wrong, but it's just from experience, again, self-responsibility, there were people who say that the aliens made me do it, and this and that. And at the same time, with the Archons overshadowing the reptilians also have responsibility. And I just, you know, it does piss me off that people say the aliens made me do it, or this and that. It's like, hey, you still got free will. And this is what's happening with reptilian factions now, with the ones that I communicated with, was that they're breaking, they're fracturing. They're going into factions because there's some that are taking responsibility back. And this is really what we need to all realise, is that we've, you know, you just said yourself, you came from a place where you thought free will didn't exist, and now you know that free will exists. So this is where, you know, that change can happen at any time, and it's through experience too, and just being open-minded.
Yeah. And for me, I guess, look, over the last probably 12 months, it's about letting go of limiting beliefs, because they can keep us trapped also. So, you know, I've let go of a lot of stuff, and the experiences that I've had, you know, just in the last month or so have just been simply amazing, you know.
We got your back, it just froze again for a quick second. Seems to be happening a lot right now.
So I think, you know, where I feel that we're going with as a human race is to a place that's so... are we back?
Yeah, you're back. It was just a quick glitch.
Yep. What's your thoughts on where we're going and as a human race?
All right, I'll speak my mind here.
Okay, because I know you've got something to say.
I don't think it's things like, as I've said, and the information I've gotten and what I've experienced, things aren't going to happen how everyone's thinking. In disclosure, I've got greatest praises for people like Dr. Greer and Stephen Bassett and a lot of those people part of that movement. Great, they're getting information out there, and they're a great reference point for people that are new to this for me to send them to. At the same time, I think the governments of the world have got their head up their ass, and they're not taking self-responsibility and governing in a way which is for the people, by the, you know, the people, they're elected by the people. So it's not going to happen. But with, and I end my latest book with this, is that I've got you freezing again. Should come back good in a second. All right, we're back again. There was a bit of a problem there, and it wasn't.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't for any stupid reason.
And to those people, welcome. Welcome to the show.
It's good that you've got a method for that. We know what's going on. And there we go, a bit of freezing again. Have we got you there? There we go, got you there again. You were asking, Brad, about what I thought. And yes. I think that we've spoken before about how, I'll go into it how Mary does too. You've got the oversoul, which is the palm, if you look at it this way. And then you've got the spirits that split off, you know, the fingers. And who knows how many, I think there's bloody countless of them throughout all planes and dimensions at the same time. But on one of these here, which is one finger I'm pointing to, just say you've got My Life in Orion that I speak about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's split off again.
Yep.
Going to here now. Now, why I bring this up is because what I was shown is how there's another Earth, and we could say this is the new Earth, and here we are with troubles again. We've got you back. The reason why I bring this up, bro, is because of the new, like, I was shown the new Earth by Shiji before, which is one of my Pleiadian contacts, and it's not the normal one from Era. And yes, Era does exist. I've got past life memory there. It's a different type of being from a star, Marope. Yes, a star. And she was showing me how there's this shift's going on, and people talk about the new Earth. But what I also saw is that when this Earth splits up and you've got another one, those who are ready to evolve here on the earth that we are consciously in now, also split their spirit up and go to this new earth while being here at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Ellis Taylor had something similar like that to say too, and I was shown this. So right now, if you are part of that program, and like James Gilliland says, either get with the program or you're going to be left behind, those who are with this program, they're already there. And it's unknown to this body computer here because it is filtered by the program. In saying that, there will be some beings that have to be left here to help those that are left here, because at the same time, there is an awakening now since 2012, like a conscious awakening, that the average Joe is more aware now of just being screwed over by the government and the environment and so many different issues that they were not wanting to talk about beforehand, that they are now opening up and being aware of it. So that's just my little spiel, which went on for a few minutes, of what I think's going on and what I've been shown. So how does that tie in with you? Like with what you're getting in information?
Yeah, look, I was shown, or I guess I was taken to the New Earth quite a few years ago. And it was, I tell you, it was interesting because there was a lot of other beings there. There was many other beings there. And it was just total acceptance for everyone that was there. There was no, there was no fighting. It was just total acceptance for all beings. And it was,
what's that, mate?
It was like there was a sharing of like DNA, that sort of thing. It was like a new, well, it was a new world and a new, I guess, a new time. But as you were saying about the awareness of people waking up, and it seems to be a process, because you become aware of what's happening with, you know, the government and what's happening with, you know, the corruption and all that sort of stuff. And then you sort of go from there and there. And I guess it's important not to be caught up in what you find, because you can be, it can, I guess, yeah, you can control.
The whole vibe.
Yeah.
Just yeah. With everything.
Yeah. And look, from my own experience, especially with the MyLab stuff, you know, when the memories first started to come back, it was, you know, look, and before that even happened, I didn't even know what MyLab meant, never heard of it before. So, you know, it was a new, I guess, experience for me. Well, not new, but it was remembering the experiences that I'd had and how, you know, how it can affect you, because it does affect you, and it affects you and it affects your family, and it does. And so I really feel for the other people that are going through this. And, you know, I've met a lot of other people that have had similar experiences or remember the same, you know, the same place that I was at. So I find that interesting, but yeah, definitely exciting times. Exciting time.
And on that note, there was just another quick glitch. What we'll go into now is somebody who's part of my case or story, however people want to put it, is Carol Martin. She's known pretty well through my regression, because she's the Carol that I refer to. Name starts with a K, not a C. She was having dreams of me for 5 years, and then I think she saw me on Sunrise on telly one day, and then she had to turn off the telly because it freaked her out, because she was dreaming of me. And then one day she woke up in the morning, went to get on the computer, and my website was sitting there. Somehow we became friends on Facebook. I knew her, but I don't know how I did. She's 12, 13 years older than me. Got her to come and visit, and then it sounded like a bloody Aboriginal playing a didgeridoo, angel playing a didgeridoo is the only way I can describe what was happening around us. And then the craft blinked in and out, and then it goes into the regression, which everyone can see. With being with Carol, we've had lots of experiences. We've been a great strength of support for one another. But she's had some super soldier stuff go on, which, you know, just a blanket term. Again, we don't like the term, but it's just for those that are new to this and that too, they can go and Google super soldier and find out what's going on. While I'm bringing this up is I contacted you this morning before the show, before we were meant to start, and I sent you some diagrams. Now, I'll just go into a little bit of what Carol said to me, just for the viewers and the listeners, and I'll actually be trying to do a show about a week from when this show's put up with Carol about this and about herself and her story and a bit about what's happened between us when we've had experiences. But Carol contacted me saying that she had, and I've seen the bruises when she used to stay at my place. She'd wake up and there'd be just bloody bruises all over, and it was just really weird to see. But she said that she had new memories and she didn't know what to do, and I said, well, you know, tell me your new memories. And this is on Facebook, just for those who are watching and listening. She said that I was in the memories pertaining to what's going on is that she was at an underground base, had clearance 7 floors down. I remember every detail. Then from there, I was training with one other, don't know who he is. Okay, sat down and wrote what I remember. Upon coming to this base, there was security guards in jumpsuits with an emblem. A triangle of some kind, top upper left side, which I'll show these symbols in a sec. They had flash guns for weapons and they used retina readers for clearance. And we had slot cards to open doors, etc. The elevators had no cables like we have. It was like they were magnetically run. Second level, we were waiting the nude, given off white uniforms. Now, this weighing and retina readers were under the doorway. Now, when I came to level 4, that's where things got interesting, to see them using telepathy, to see them manipulate humans. That freaked me out. I don't know why I was there, although there were grey Nordic symbols. Where the hell was I? It's freaking me out. I don't think meditation can help. My God, I must sound like a beep fruit loop to you, which, you know, nothing. But this goes that she's, you know, having a hard time. You know, like we these days I'm pretty cool with it, but when you're awakening to this is your part of this, you know, geez, like you were saying, you feel sorry for him because you know exactly how it affects your family and everything else. I told her she's not yuts and nuts and yada, 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 and she got back to me and said, I've been exactly. Seven. What's that, mate?
Yeah, I was just agreeing with you. I was saying exactly.
Yeah. Again, she just said, I've been 7 levels down. Things I saw, a huge shock. I'm all bruised. It's like I now know how criminals and insanity works. Not our doing, it's their doing. Does that make sense? And I basically asked her if I could mention this on the show and then do a show with her, because I think this is important, especially having you know, coincidentally, which I don't believe in coincidence, I'm just about to have you on now. I'll skip a little bit of it. That's the information I think this, you know, important. But on my laptop here, for some reason, my iPads aren't working like they normally do when I show them on the screen. But I've got my little laptop here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not little, but it's a laptop. And I'll just get up the symbols just to show the viewers. The listeners, you can go... actually, the next show I'll do with Carol, I'll post these with where the show can be downloaded. Just everything seems to be screwing up on me. Yeah, talk, mate, yeah.
Yeah, look, I'd just like to explain a little bit on how, you know, the memories come back and for the viewers. It's like if you watched a person being hypnotized by a hypnotist, you know, and they're told not to remember, you know, what's happened, and then they wake up and they have no memory of what's happened in while they've been under hypnosis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's similar with what's happens with the, you know, the military stuff. They put you in an altered, you know, consciousness or use some sort of drugs to erase the memory of, and so you don't remember it, but then over time, or if there's a trigger that you have the memory comes back.
No, that's great, and I'm glad you brought that up. I'm very grateful you brought that up, because it does help people see it from another point of view and how this is possible. Just quickly, I'll just show the symbols. I'll try to get it closer. I'll just move this mic a little bit. Now, just for the viewers, this one up here, this symbol... this symbol was on the security guard's uniform, so it's an upside down triangle with an upside down T. This one here, seen on alien transport craft, so she's saying it wasn't there. This was at a government facility, but this was on an alien transport craft, this symbol, so it wasn't the government, you know, back engineered crafts or whatever. And this symbol over here was Grey and Nordic symbols everywhere. I don't know how I know this, which is like we say, I know this and I don't know how I know it. And it's because it's either a download or a higher form of your higher consciousness filtering or something, you know, just chucking it in there for you to pick up on the universal internet Wi-Fi system. Just the other thing too. And now I sent these to Brad before we did the show. And this sort of resonated with you straight away, and Carol on this one's got genetic diagrams written up the top. I think it says an LO24T/24R hybrids, and it's pertaining to cells and DNA. I'll just show you all. There's a fair bit of stuff in this one.
It'd be interesting to see what feedback we get with what people feel or see with those that information.
Yeah. No, dead right, because I looked at it quickly yesterday. I'm like, oh, trippy. And what I said to you too, I know Carol, and I know her fairly well. And to me, when I look at this, she's written it out quickly. That's what I'll remember me saying that to you. It's just like she just sat down with a piece of paper and done it off the top of her head quick as. There's a bit of alien symbols there in that. I don't know if you can see it. I'll just move this again. There's some alien symbols. There's something to do with bloody DNA, and then... I got to talk to her about what all this stuff is, and the formula for creating replicas using human cells over here, and there's some alien language here to do with it. So I will put the original photos up that Carol sent me of the diagrams or drawings, whatever you want to call this stuff is. So Brad, what do you get from this, mate? This is what's important, because yeah, like, you've got experience with this more than most. I think the only other person I could say that would be up there with you would be Anya. Anya Briggs, who I've also had on the show and I'm friends with.
Yeah, look, when I first saw the photos that you sent, there was an instant reaction. I pay attention to what I'm feeling rather than what I'm sort of thinking, because the body or the muscles have memory, so... The memory may not be in the mind, not conscious memory, but the body has that memory of the event that, you know, if you've had dealings with this sort of thing. But I see different chromosomes. They're splitting and joining different chromosomes. I see...
And you're looking at the diagram now, aren't you?
Yeah. There's four different templates that they're using, or base templates. The DNA, it looks like there's certain points from the DNA that they're using, and then as you get up to the top, it's a little bit different, so it's changed.
You said that you had seen the alien writing before. Not the symbols of the Nordic and Grey symbols, but the actual writing. What's your feelings and thoughts on that?
With the writing, where did I say I saw it?
I can't remember where you said you saw it, but just that it looked familiar, I think you said, that the symbols...
Yeah, look, look, over... It was probably a period of probably about a month or so, and this is going back maybe last year or the year before, that I was shown a series of photos of alien symbols that were actually taken over on in a cave wall. It'd be interesting to see who actually has those photos because they're catalogued. But the other alien symbols I saw was a tattoo around the wrist of a guy that wasn't a guy. He was another being that actually was wearing some type of field.
You told me about that, and that wasn't too long ago, was it?
No, well, you know, and after this conversation with the reptilian, that because I asked them a few questions just to find out, you know, who they are and what really if they knew what they were talking about, because with, you know, all communication, I don't take it for, like, on...
Their word.
Yeah, I don't, you know, don't just accept what they're saying. You know, I've got to find out if it's true or not.
And we'll talk about that, how I do that too. I'm probably a bit more stubborn than most with that too. I need, like, three strikes or something, but you've got to do that.
Yeah, so, and look, I saw the guy about 6 months before before him actually appearing in the physical, and, you know, he warned me about something, and which I pretty much said, well, they've got no chance. And after the recent conversation, I found out that he was actually another being, and the tattoo of the symbols around his wrist was a bit of a giveaway, because I've never seen alien writing on a person's wrist before, or tattoo.
Do you know where he's from?
He was a high-ranking Draco.
Yeah. So he was a reptilian.
Yeah. So one of the ones with the wings, yeah, the big tall one.
It wasn't really a bad experience. I know that they're being manipulated, but yeah, there was a bit of electronic play up and I was a bit freaked out. And that actually happened with Carol.
Yep.
So that's funny.
Yeah. So, look, when after about 5 minutes of conversation with this guy, because I thought I'll just humour him and see what he's got to say. And but it's when I saw his whole body vibrating up and down by about an inch or 2 inches that his whole demeanour changed from being happy to he become fearful and said to me, I've got to go. But anyway, that's why, because I asked, you know, the reptilian being, why was he so fearful? And he said because you could see that...
You were picking up on him.
Yeah, you could see his field distorting and he was afraid that I would expose who he was.
That's trippy stuff. Going back to Carol for a second.
Sure.
Have you been to, like, and this could be anywhere, this facility, but have you been somewhere where you've known of that many floors and then you've got down the fourth floor and it's gotten deeper in terms of, because one thing I pick up on is once you get to that floor, she starts to see how humans are telepathy or, you know, whatever form are manipulated with.
Sorry, as soon as she said, I got to a facility, that was it.
She was saying at the fourth floor there was like telepathy and manipulation being done. And have you come across even the Greys and Nordics at these bases?
I'm aware of the place where of the manipulation, I know it's not just humans. There's, you know, there's technology involved in that.
Could you say country? Or you don't want to? We'll keep that for us behind the scenes. Now it's freezing again on me.
I think it's not too hard to work out, you know, which country it's coming from.
Yeah.
But it's not just, you know, it's not just the big country. There's also, you know, I'm sure if you had a look, you would find something in Australia, or, you know, a couple of things in Australia that's, you know, has that type of technology.
Which you've gone into a lot on the past shows that the viewers and listeners can go to as well if they want to know a bit more about.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I don't really talk about it too much anymore because it just causes... but, yeah, and I have seen the greys, or different types of greys, working with in those bases.
I guess what I'm trying to get to is that it resonates what Carol said and sent.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Look, you know, I know Carol from somewhere, and I've seen her in other places, and yeah, I know that you know where I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've got to tell her about that yet. My mind's still not here half of the time, as you know, and yeah. Another freezing point. Here we go. Got you back again. Yeah, I will. She'll probably watch this and be like, "What are you talking about?" and ring me up. So, yeah, it's just trippy stuff. But what we'll go into now, and we're talking about this is recent. I'd thought about this before, and you brought it up just before we started the actual show about dreams, which were recent for you. We won't go into them if you don't want to, but you were talking about manufactured dreams. I'd like to go into this because it's something I'd thought about. And if, you know, with screen memories that can be placed in, why not manufactured dreams? So would you like to go into the component of how that works and what that is?
Sure. Look, you know, if they want to, I guess, get a specific outcome, they can create dreams to, you know, provide that specific outcome within the person. So, you know, I'll give you an example. There was one, I think, three mornings in a row, and it's usually the last or second last dream that you have because they want you to remember it. yeah. So I was having the same dream scenario, and it was the first night, the second night, and then kind of the outcome that they were, you know, it was an emotional response, and it wasn't a good emotional response, so I knew that there was something to this. So the third morning, I was able to look, and anyone could do this. It's just letting go of the beliefs. Mm. The third morning, I was able to, halfway through the dream, step outside the dream and actually go to the place where there was this male. Well, there was quite a few people there, but the clothing that they were wearing, it wasn't, you know, not to this place, I guess. And the guy actually took off when he saw me. So, and then there was another time where I was having this dream and I was being told, you know, you've got to leave your partner. There's another girl, another woman coming. But I actually woke up and I could hear this guy talking, like actually saying the words, you know. And then I think he realized that I could hear him because he stopped. Then I heard a loud hello, and I said to him, "What are you doing?" He says to me, "Oh, don't worry about what I'm doing." And then I became paralyzed. So I thought, okay, that's interesting. So I just wonder, I guess it's important to be aware of your dreams and how you feel, because if your emotional response is not good, or if it's lowered vibration, look at that. Yeah. Because I guess there's several ways that they can influence a person.
Mm. Yeah. No, thanks for going into that. It's pretty, you know, in one way self-explanatory, but why is what you've explained, why that's done. For, you know, the outcome and the manipulation of whatever agenda they're trying to set and get you to partake in. Something else you've gone into as well is how the public basically CCTV systems, and the we've got a bit of a freeze about to happen, I think. I'm just getting told that. There we go.
That was bizarre.
Yeah, and you know where it's coming from too. So it's not like, the bars are fine here. The reception, it's just a bit, yeah, we won't go into that. But you're going into the CCTV systems and like the TVs are the video systems, security systems on buses and trams and trains and all that sort of stuff, how they're actually being used. It's basically they're being used as an extra tool for surveillance and whatnot. Would you like to go into that, if you don't mind?
Sure. Look, I guess I'll discuss it. So it can be intercepted, and I know this is not new news, but it's interesting on how they do it. So that they can all be intercepted, and they're using different tech. Well, I guess they exploit different protocols within the technology that they can do that with. And I don't really want to go into too much detail, but say, for example, if you had a device that could access multiple communication protocols and, could use that for you, to their advantage.
Why not?
Yeah. So, as I said, I don't really want to go into too much detail.
Just making people aware.
Yeah. I guess it's like, it's just interesting.
No, I understand that.
I'm aware of what I can get away with saying and what I can't. And look, I'll give an example. I was going to give a presentation to do with the MyLab stuff, and I agreed to it, but then, since agreeing to it, it's just been night after night of harassment. So even though there was some conditions that was agreed to first, but that wasn't good enough. So hence the presentation's not happening. So, yes.
I know what you're saying, mate, and we'll talk about that with a certain project I've undertaken lately and I've already done. And, yeah, there's some stuff going on from that as well. But then my new home, I've got stuff happening left, right and centre, as you know, too. And
you've got a lot of stuff happening up there.
Yeah, well, I'll just tell the viewers and listeners quickly. I Skyped with you about 5-6 weeks ago or something. And just, we won't go into it too much, but Brad was basically remote viewing and I had Giles and his missus not too far away, and he was pretty bang on the back with stuff that there's no way he could bloody know about. So in terms of remote viewing and what's going on in the property and where places are on the property and, a bit of Bigfoot activity and stuff, which I never blew it off, but until I witness it and experience it, that's when I sort of go, all right, there is something to it. And because my shit's been weird out anyway, that's why I've never said, something doesn't exist, because I know how weird stuff is for me. But, it's pretty off tap here, and I can't wait for you to get up here with the missus and see some stuff for yourself.
Yeah, look, I can't wait either. Yeah, you've got a lot of friends up there, that's all I'll say.
Yeah. Oh, there's just smoky stuff going on everywhere in the orbs and just lots of things I can't really even describe or put it. Like, there's no reference point for what I'm interacting with a lot of the time, because it's a portal area, you've got so much coming in. You haven't got a reference for some of the stuff you're interacting with, because it's beyond what, we can put in the terminology, but from the crafts to the orbs to the beings to, nature stuff and Aboriginal spirits and whatnot, it's a pretty off-tap place, and that's happening while I'm talking to you as well. That'll be good for you to get up here. But what we'll do, Brad, is there anything like where are you at today with all this? Is, you know, just continuing to get information out, I guess, and I think this is the format you prefer to do.
Sure,
with,
look. Yeah, because I know that it will reach the right people. It's about empowering people, not disempowering, and helping helping others that are going through experiences and maybe having difficulties because it is very complex. We're working across multiple realities and dimensions and timelines as well. I guess I could probably talk a little bit about time, what it actually is.
I think that's useful, actually, because in the past shows you've talked about parallel universes and stuff like that. When you go into time and all that sort of thing, I think it is of benefit because it's a mind-opening for those that aren't aware of what you and I are. So, yeah, go into time.
Yeah. Are we back?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, thank you. Need to get some more fluid intake. Thank you.
I read his mind. I know when he's hungry. I know when he needs drink.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's his beautiful wife there involved.
Yes, she is. I tell you, it's okay. Look, well. From my experience and what I've been shown about time and how time works, everything that's going to happen has already happened, but on parallel worlds and non-parallel worlds. So in each parallel and non-parallel world, there's another one of us in maybe the same form or different form. And how the future happens, I guess, it's based on a resonance frequency. So based on the greater or the stronger resonance field, and that's based on the thought patterns of the people on the planet, the resonance field then attracts with a similar resonance field in a parallel world. So, for example, and this is what's been, they've tried to do is actually put people in a lot of fear and feel that there's, you know, a lot of destruction, planets going to blow up and all that sort of stuff. And then, well, guess what? You then match that resonance field with the parallel world that is experiencing that. But if you change your thoughts and move into your heart and know that we're all human, regardless of our beliefs and race and religion, and because they're all just really just their labels. And when you break it down to who we are, we're all human. And we can get along. We really can. And this, it's been shown within other races because there is groups of races that can work together and they're from, you know, different backgrounds and different beliefs and,
this is where we're special too, and it's not like, oh, we're special, you know, like whatever people are saying, but, you know, it's like I've had people say to me, oh, we're so special, and it's like, no. But we are unique in a sense where humans can remote view anywhere.
Exactly.
And there's certain beings that are limited to it.
Yeah.
So we can do a lot of stuff that we're unaware of on almost every level. Where beings are better at other things and, you know, because we are a collective of many beings, like, genetically.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing, too, is, too, even with the thought process, for example, there might have been a girlfriend from high school and you broke up with her, but in another reality, you're actually married and got kids to her and you could have a house and five cars and all this other shit. Exactly. So this is where we create quantum realities by thought. And we can go into the timelines or we could go into the parallel or non-parallel. And everything you said and what I've just said is all mashed into what's going on that we can perceive at the moment while in the human body computer. So it's complex, but if you can sort of get what Brad and I have just said, and if you can get it just a little bit, you'll start to get other things that are a bit more complex.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, you broke up. I sort of lost you for the last 20 seconds, but...
Oh, I was just saying how, you know, if they can get what we're saying, just a little bit of it, they'll get other things. Because it is... You know, if I had this shit said to me a few years ago, like I say to people, why I don't tell them half of the stuff I know is because they'll be laying on the ground with blood coming out their nose from having an aneurysm.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Look, and I guess... You know, we perceive time as being linear, and it really is. It's just a perception based on what we've been told to believe. But that's not the case.
Well, there's a place I call the Interplanes, and it's funny because Giles and Dean I've had on the show
separately. Can you hold on a sec?
Yeah.
Can we stop recording for a sec?
Yeah. I'll just find it. All right, we just had to have a quick break there, everyone. Now, I was saying I had Giles and Dean separately on the show, and I don't know if they brought it up or not, but there's times where there was a time where they each saw, and this is what I describe as the interplane, the plane between planes, and they're actually the same plane. So just so you know, this is one dimension, although I hate that word. It's like really there is only one dimension and all these frequencies are within it. And there's this interplane, which I'm about to go into just constantly throughout. But say this is 3D, interplane, and then 4D, interplane, and then 5D. Each interplane is the same interplane.
Yep.
And when I've seen it, I saw it in the regression, and you hear me saying, I'm like... It's when I'm getting pulled and you hear me breathing and just like I'm blissed out. And I literally am. I was just blissed out of me nut and wanted Mary to shut up, which I told her afterwards. I said it was that visual and cool. I just wanted to shut up, but I needed her to do what she did because she knows what she's doing, or else I would have just been out of it and we would have got no info. But you see these tubes and there's these beings and there's like these rainbow-coloured tubes. Now, in the regression, I was inside one of those tubes, and as I'm going through it, every so metres, or what I can equate to metres, is another realm. And you're in, and that's the interplane when you're in that. Now, there are some reptilians that hang out there, which I understand, and I've asked them, did you see beings there? And they're like, yeah, we saw greys and whatever else, if I remember correctly. And this is where... That ties in, I found out later, with many other people, but this is where it's so complicated, the facets and things of what's going on, that like that's something that I've experienced. Have you experienced something similar with the interplane? Or the planes in between planes, I guess you could say?
Yeah, I did actually. The other... What was it last week? I think it was. And that was to do with certain organisations that involve humans that are using.
Wouldn't be what I call the reptilian dildo bangers, would it?
No, human. But they were using, and because to me it looked like a band that was sort of set outside the. Like you had the, you know, third density or dimension, you know, and then there was like another band that sort of sat outside of that. And they were using that to, I guess, travel through, take people through.
Because in that, that's, I've talked about it before, is because whatever, whether it's a ghost or ET or interdimensional, whatever... tool they use to manifest is the same tool. And like I was saying before, like I do say dimensions, but it's so like the layman there's really no such thing as a layman, but those into what we're like, they're studying what we've experienced in that, it's a reference point for them. But if you go into that, there's one dimension and all this is a frequency within it, and in between each frequency there's this interplane, you start to get it, and that's where you start to go, well, this is how even though you got residual hauntings and then you got intelligent, to me it's like they're stuck in this interplane coming in, vibrating in and out here. And then if you've got, because a haunting has got very much similar activity to a high strangeness. People come here. If I bought a ghost team here, they would go, this place is bloody haunted. So, you know what I mean? It depends on whoever's perspective, you know, like the eye, the lens of the beholder who's seeing whatever they're seeing. But that's what I get from it, is that whatever mechanism they use, whether whatever it is, they're using this interplane to come in and out of. And you can sit there too if you want.
Yep. Yep. And it's interesting because the ones that are, or the other densities I've been to, it's like they're overlaid. So it's not like you're sort of sitting somewhere else. It's like you're at the same spot, but it's a different density. Mm. So you can still see, you know, the water and the trees and all that sort of stuff, but you're not, I guess you're not affected. Well, okay, I'll tell the story, I'll give the experience. I was inside a craft and look, I know this sounds bizarre, and unless you've experienced it, you know, and I actually did find a video of it on YouTube 12 months later. So I was inside a craft that was in... I think it was in Israel. There was like a bank of a river. And,
now, was this real time, earth time now happening, or was this in an experience?
That was in 2009, September.
Was it a real time experience like you and me, like what's real and what's not real, who knows? But was it like, was this an experience that you're relating now?
Yeah, look, I guess I went to bed and kind of woke up on board this craft.
Yeah,
and,
no, that's fine. That's all. Just so they've got reference, because this is how tripped out it is, guys. So,
Go on. So, we were going around picking up family members. And it was interesting because there was a certain person that was on there that I thought was, you know, technically is a family member, but I was told that this person is from a different family. Because even though you've got family members, brothers and sisters and whatever else, going back further, they may come from a different star system, a different, you know, star family. So anyway, we ended up in, I think it was Israel, there was I can't even remember the name of that river or the bank that runs through there. But then we were being fired upon by military, and the craft actually shifted into a high density, so I could still see the same ground, the same grass, the same trees, same water, but we were not affected by the weapons, the military. So it was about 12 months later, I thought, I'm going to do a search and see if there's actually any footage of the craft and the military in that area at that time, and sure enough, there was.
That's trippy. What comes to mind when you're saying that is I spoke about this with Mary Rodwell one day, and it's not to say it's true and it's not to say it's not true, but I'm inclined to think it is after, you know, my experiences. And even what we all say now adds to it is that are you there still? Just got a bit of a – it's going jolt, jolt. Oh, there we go. We got you. I was talking with Rodwell about how I feel sorry for some of these people, not saying they're real, not saying they're not, but, you know, some of the old school contactees like George Adamski and I can't even remember other names at the moment because I'm just in my own little world, but you hear about these contactees saying they're in contact with beings from Venus or Mars and bloody whatever else in the solar system. John Lear's goes on about it too. He's not one of them, but he, you know, says about how there's a lot more stuff going on in the solar system than we think is. The point I'm trying to get to is we've been to Mars. Apparently nothing's there. I think there's a lot more going on there than what's accepted or shown. We've got stuff that's looked at Venus and bloody everything else in the solar system. And at the same time, a lot of it could be doctored. we're not going to go into too much conspiracy stuff here, but let's just say at the moment, in this realm that you and me sit in at this moment with this consciousness and the rest that are watching this in this 3D world, solid world, so-called solid world, we go to Mars and nothing's there. Who's to say that the beings that these people, or Venus, the contactees going back to the 50s and 60s, and even up to today, I've heard of some people talk about ethereal beings from there, which is like Shiji from Merope and the Pleiades. Who's to say that if we went into another dimension, or I hate using that word, but another vibration on Mars or Venus, that we're still going to see the same mountain, the same whatever, then we see beings.
Mm.
So yeah. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And look, we all can do it. We don't need specific craft or technology. We can do it.
By thought.
Yeah, because we're not limited to this body. This body is really just a biological suit. Like, it's an amazing biological suit, but it's not what we're limited to.
Oh, exactly, yeah. If people knew what the what thoughts can do. And it's like I say, imagination is creation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very simple and sounds out there, but that's the way it is. So, you know, like, it's good you brought up the time thing, because I think it's it gives a bit more of a other aspect of what's going on. Like, when we look at quantum, you know, mechanics and the universe and people saying it's the brain now and all this other stuff, I think it is an important aspect, and people should question what you and I are saying. I think it's healthy. I think skepticism is good.
Sure.
I think debunkers are wankers, but you've got a lot of skeptics these days, or debunkers that say they're skeptics, but they're not actually skeptics. A skeptic is somebody that will look at both sides of whatever, look at the evidence, hear both things out, and then come to a conclusion on both things. Where a debunker has a set agenda and a preconceived notion and goes for whatever, and that's sort of like what some skeptics...
Looking for.
Yeah. So this is where it does get frustrating, because people say they're a skeptic and they're not, they're debunkers, and you're not going to get... And it's not about who's right or who's wrong. It's about information and sharing experiences, which is why I say we all left source to go out and gain knowledge and have experiences. If we all did it the bloody same, it wouldn't even be worth leaving.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess that's a key on where we're going to, you know.
Oh, yep, you're still
back. Yep. Yeah, I guess that's a key on where we're actually heading to as a, you know, who we are, you know. It's kind of, I don't really want, it's very complex, but I think you know what I'm talking about. It's like you're becoming, because there's many splits to who we are, and we're all experiencing, you know, that's all experiencing different environments and different things. So you can see that at some level of who we are, all that information has been gathered and creating something much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Consciousness.
I don't know if I've brought this up on the show before. I haven't brought this up much, because it does sound out there. And I don't even know if I've talked about this with you. What I find funny is that what I'm coming to learn now, and I've actually said this part of it on the show, that a lot of these beings we're interacting with, we've been. Have I got you there? Here we go. I got you back now. I was just saying, a lot of these beings we're interacting with, we've been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
What I'm learning now, which I haven't gone on much about, I don't think, is that some of these guides and some of these beings that we are interacting with also are actually another facet of us. Did you hear me then? Yeah, I can see that you heard. The other thing is, too, if you want to get down to it, I'm you and you're me, and we're all bloody one. that's where it gets, you know, down to the nitty gritty. All right, just going to hang up. Or is it? Here we go. I've got your back now.
Yep, sorry. I am, and that was it.
Oh, yeah. The other thing is that I'm you and you're me, and we're all one as well. So this is where a lot of people will say to me, I want to know where I'm from. And it's like, well, which life do you want to know? And if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty, you're from Source, and I'm from Source, and we're all from bloody Source, and we're all one consciousness, and that's where they're like, really? And it's like, well, don't stuff about. And if they're not learning who they are or facets of what they are, they're maybe not meant to. Because what's going to come through is meant to come through. But you, you're located in the Sydney area, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you do healing and sort of, I don't know, you do what I do, but we don't really call it anything. We're just getting bad internet reception here at the moment.
Sorry, you broke up. You stopped.
Yeah, it's going, whoever's interacting with...
Yeah, I can see who it is.
Yeah, you can see it. You're watching it real time?
Yep.
Yeah, yep. All right. What I was saying is you're in the Sydney area and you do type of healings and stuff as well, don't you?
I guess I'm a qualified, I've done Reiki healing and esoteric healer. But look, over the last, 3 months, the type of healing that I've been doing now is just so far advanced, and it's based on information that's been downloaded into me. It's very much the same as the way that you do it, and it's about the energy bodies and how important that they are. Because it's not just the physical body, you've got other energy bodies.
Yeah, no, I just jolted for a sec. Go on, mate.
Yeah. And within those energy bodies, distortion can occur and disalignment through trauma. And, you know, that's a bit of a key to the MyLab stuff. Through trauma creates separation of the bodies. But through the way that I do the healing, it's about bringing back all those energy, rebuilding them, bringing them back into alignment and clearing out any distortions. Yeah.
Fascinating stuff. And see, it's just funny where things lead. You find your purpose and what you do. And again, like Rodwell says, if you're doing it and you don't know exactly how you do it, but you've got the gist of it, you're probably doing what you're meant to be doing and how you're meant to do it. Because it's beyond a normal perception of how you could explain it or know what to do.
So that comes back to the energy grids that we were talking about before.
Yeah, go into that, because did we even go into that problem?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. Yeah, go on to that. That's one thing I've written really out of here.
Yeah. Look, and with what I've been, downloaded with, now I can see the energy grids of the energy bodies, the structure. I can see if there's any distortions. But look, the other day I was at on a lunch break at work, and I sort of just had my hands over my eyes, and I noticed I could see patterns of energy. And so I was looking at it, you know, with my eyes closed, my fingers over my eyes. But what was interesting was, I opened my eyes, and for about 5 minutes, I could see a whole energy grid just in the room.
That shit happens to me all the time, man, and it's hard. Like, sometimes I have to wear glasses to even focus on shit, or else that's all I see all day. But continue, mate.
Yeah. So it wasn't an after effect of, you know, if you close your eyes or put your hands on your open your eyes, you see that, you know, that shadow type after effect. This was, as I said, it went for about 5 minutes, and I could actually look around the room, and I could see the energy grid. I guess it's part of the matrix, I guess.
Well everything's energy. And if you're in tune with it, like one of the Syrians, Patma, that I work with, who helped show me how to do some of the healing, very similar healing to what you just talked about, and even Shiji said it too, the more I can get in tune with even seeing that and focus on it, because I was trying not to focus on it for so long because I couldn't bloody see what I'm doing in this realm, But the more I did, it's getting acquainted back with it, because it's you. It's a part of you. It's like how they said on The Matrix in Here, David Icke, say, why bend the spoon when you are the spoon?
Yeah, exactly. So this, although that's still, you know, I still have a bit of an issue trying to get around that. So do I.
But there is something to it.
Yeah. Like, I understand what they're talking about and what they mean, because I know that we're all connected, like through energy. And this is where we have the ability to trace back any energy source where it's actually coming from. Like, I'll give you an example. It was when you were up at Maitland that mutual friend was giving a talk on a specific
Yeah, got you back now. Yeah, I heard you say a certain friend was giving a talk.
Yeah, on the topic of my labs. Now, and I wasn't aware of the time that the person was giving the talk, but around that time I actually felt very hot energy around the back of my head. And so I closed my eyes and traced back to where it was coming from. And it was coming from a satellite. And so I traced it back even further, and I sort of back to the location of the destination of where, you know, originated from. So we all have that ability. We can do that. And it's not just to do with the MyLab stuff. It's with any energy source we can trace it back.
And you, me, Alan Ferguson and Damien Knott were on a porch that night, just chilling while the girls were inside, and you and Alan, me and Damien were having a heart-to-heart talk. Saw a bloody disc fly past as well, which is funny. You and Ferguson like, hey, see that? And we're like, oh, nah. I remember you talking about that incident, but why that talk was going on in Newsagetten to Maitland, or wherever you were, that, yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah. It was, you know, it was interesting about the porch incident, because I felt like about a minute before I felt something was going to happen, but I thought, okay, we'll just see what's going to happen. And it was very clear because it was down below the cloud level, because there's a lot of cloud that night.
Yeah.
And it actually sort of...
Was below the cloud, yeah.
Yeah. And it kind of followed the level of the treetops, so... but, you know, it was only like for a second or two that it appeared and then disappeared.
Which is how it happens a lot of the time. Well, they blink in and blink out, and, you know, the amount of good sightings I have that I can film a lot, but, you know, they always say the best sightings you never get to film, and that's
okay.
100% spot on. Is it freezing, is it? It is, too. Here we go, got you back now.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Oh, you know who's doing that?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that after the show. He can see real time what's going on. So those who know us can work out we'll know what we're talking about anyway. But it's crazy, this field too, man. Like, this is the thing. It's you know, we're all sharing experiences, and talk about Giles, you know, some people will say moths are fairies and fairies are moths. Who knows? You know, when they take the photos and the reflection, or I get a lot of females contacting me saying, we've got something special to do. You know, and it's harmful to them as well, because they want to come here and, or if they want help, I can't help them if that's their frame of mind. But at the same time, we're trying to help and just get information out there. And that's what it's about, is trying to get people to empower them and get information out there that, you know, really we can't get out during any other format.
Yeah, and because, look, there's so much to talk about, and there's what we've discussed so far is just, it's been brief on each topic, and because it's very, not complex, but there's a lot of in-depth that can go further. But it's about helping people.
And there we go, got you back.
Yeah. So with anything that we do, it's about empowering people.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. And in saying that, I'd like to have you on the show every now and then, like I already have. I think what you've got to say is important, and it's just good enough. Like, I think it's something that, you know, people just need to hear. Whether they take it on board or not, you know, is up to them. But I think it's valid what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similar stuff. Oh, there's a lot of similar stuff that goes on between you and me, even experiences. I'll vouch for Brad and who he is. We've met. We've talked a lot over the internet. And that's just the way it is. I understand why Brad, as he went in earlier about the presentation you were going to do and the other stuff, and I talked about how I've been getting attacks just being part of a certain project lately. But when we do it this way, we can get the information out. It's always going to be there, and it's not preempted or whatever you said, so it's sort of like we get it out and it's too late.
Yeah.
For people to try and do what they want to do. So, you know, I love talking to you, and, you know, it's good that we were able to do this and get it out there. It's going to crap again, isn't it? Here, I've got your back. No, I haven't. There, got your back now.
Okay, all right. I guess I'd just like to add that we're back again.
Yeah, you're back again.
There's quite a few that are interested at the moment.
You're getting that right now, lifetime. So every time that happens, you know who's doing that.
Yeah.
I need a good turkey slapping. Anyway.
Yeah. But look, through all the experiences that I've had, and I don't see, you know, look, I see that what's happening around the world with the governments and all that, I don't see them as being good or bad, because they're just deceptions. I see that they're showing us things that we don't want and that we can make change. Yeah. And the change comes within the individual.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not about us and them. It's about the collective.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's time people take some, you know, self-responsibility for what's going on too.
Yeah, because it's very important. And the choices that we can make to get there.
Yeah. You know who's doing that then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah. I'll talk to you later on about that.
No, so we'll end the show there, Brad. And again, I appreciate you. I appreciate what you got to say and taking the time to chat. And, you know, just thank you for doing it and getting the information out there.
Yeah, look, and it's mutual, and it's definitely mutual. And look, we wouldn't be here, and it's the same for everyone else. It's not like it just showed up. There's everyone that's here has chosen to be here, and for a reason, and it's a collective reason, but with individual roles.
Yeah. Nah, here on that, man. I 100% agree. All right, we'll wrap it up there, and we'll let the people go. If I've got you still there, can you? There we go, got you there. I'll just we'll stop recording now, and we'll just say goodbye to everyone, and we'll continue a little chat quickly. So, see everyone, and thanks for watching. Cheers.